Hey, it's me, Miss Self-Love, your breakup strategist. And today's episode is something that I should have spoken about 4 years ago. But I was on my Instagram Live a few nights ago, so make sure you're checking me out over there and getting in my text community so you know when I go live on Instagram. But either which way, I was able to come up with a topic by a question that was asked or a statement. And so this podcast is going to be about feeling manipulated that the breakup is all your fault. So when I take on clients, a lot of the things I get is, oh, the breakup was my fault. It was my fault. It was my fault. And they feel guilty because somehow a breakup was all their fault. And once I actually dissect the situation and really get into what's going on, it turns out that the breakup is not all their fault, because a breakup is not all anybody's fault. It takes two people. So when there's situations and things happening in the relationship that led to something, that does not mean it's your fault. Now, maybe your ex can be manipulating you and making you feel guilty that it is your fault, which means they don't take responsibility, which means that is a red flag. So it's two people's fault, right? Or two people just going through a breakup. It's never just one person's fault. If somebody does not take responsibility for a part they played in something, that is called a red flag. A red flag is not just about somebody being mean to you, cursing you out, or anything like that. A red flag is things like this, where manipulation comes in, where somebody does not want to take responsibility for their part that they played in something, which means the relationship cannot grow, right? So very important, you know, just to identify and be able to be clear that whatever happened is not all of your fault. Yes, obviously you played some type of a part in it, and so did your ex. But it is not all your fault. You're not the only one that has to fix something. A lot of people that come to me feel like they need to change and their ex doesn't need to change. That's weird. That's not how things work, right? So instead of guilt tripping yourself into the new year, make sure you're getting into that, the wake up after a breakup session with me, so you can get some things clear and gain some perspective, so you can go into the new year with a clear head, not a confused head, not a guilt trip head holding on to something you don't even need to hold on to, and you can be freed from that. You can feel free from that because it's false information, because your ex doesn't want to take responsibility. So you have to be clear of, oh, taking on things that you don't need to even be taking on, right? So it's good that you want to take responsibility for your part, but no, it is not all your fault. No, it wasn't all you. You need to get some clarity on that, all right? Your own purse for your own personalized situation, so you don't carry on baggage and nonsense into the new year. Very important. So it usually is a manipulation tactic, a non-responsibility tactic, and you don't need all that weight on you for no reason. So make sure you get some of that weight lifted up off of you, start getting your confidence back, and start remembering who the fuck you are, you know, after this breakup. Start to remember. If you never knew, it's time to find out. All right, so I just wanted to talk about that, all right? How not to feel like the breakup is all of your fault, and all this guilty and all this weight on your shoulders. And, you know, that is a red flag if somebody does not want to take responsibility for the part that they played in something, right? That's not correct. All right, so share this with someone who needs this. Share this podcast episode out with somebody who needs this. Text self-love to my free self-love text message community. And when you text there, you'll be able to know when I'm going live, when new podcast episodes are going out, and daily self-love motivational text message that you will need going into the new year and period, all right? So text self-love to 347-572-7350 for that community. And also, make sure you are following me on Instagram. All right, at ms.selflove, ms.selflove. And yeah, oh, click the link in the description. I'm gonna leave the link in the description for the holiday special. Wake up after a breakup session with me so you can gain clarity, gain perspective on this breakup. Very important. And you can know who you are. So I will be getting that link. Let me let you know what you guys get when you get that link. Let me pull it up here because it's very important to be able to gain perspective after that. All right, so it is a 1-hour session with me, Ms. Self-Love, so you can remember who the fuck you are after your breakup. What you will learn, you'll get a personalized strategy on what you should be doing after your breakup so you can feel empowered. So it'll be personalized based off of your situation and the specific things you have to do so you can feel empowered. You're going to get a personalized strategy on things you should stop doing so you won't feel like shit after this breakup. That's very important too. Yeah, I know it's a lot of things you need to stop doing, and we're gonna correct that. We're gonna get that right. Also, you're gonna get a personalized dating tips on moving forward and how to identify red flags. So like I was speaking on one of them today, when somebody doesn't take responsibility, you're gonna get your own for that, for your personalized situations and how you feel about dating and things of that nature. Okay, so it'll be personalized and green flags. All right, and of course, you're going to get a personalized passion plan on how to live your dreams and make money, because I got to throw that in there. That's part of moving forward. That's part of remembering who the fuck you are. That's super huge. All right, so that's what this session is going to entail. So just think of it as your confidence booster after a breakup, your self-esteem booster, your wake-up booster, so you can get that boost of confidence. So you don't continue to feel confused and however you're feeling after this breakup, all right? So click the link in the description, the what this episode is about description. And when you purchase that, you'll get an email from me to book your date and time so we can get you feeling better, okay? All right, so that's pretty much all I had to say today. But remember to, you know, understand that it takes two when a breakup happens. It's not just somebody's fault. And I just wanted to let you know that it's not all of your fault. It's never all of somebody's fault. Okay? It's two people that were in this. All right? So I love you. Thank you for listening and have an amazing day. Bye-bye.